really impressed with how they looked and how they fought really to the very end. But, you know, when we came out of the locker room at halftime, I was really happy to see the resolve that we had and the determination we had, and that was probably the favorite thing I saw.
And now you're in the game, too, and look, there's the obvious storyline, the future of Washington State with the Pac-12 going through what the Pac-12 is going through, but the bottom line is they came in here and looked pretty good last year. This is a heck of an early season test, isn't it?
That's a huge test for us, and like you said, it's a team that beat us a year ago, and you know, the reality is, you know, we've not been shy about our pursuit of our expectations around this program, and we're going to get our best from every opponent we play, and I would expect that we'll get that today against Washington State.
All right, that is our Minute with Matt, presented by Evans Transportation.
All right, thank you, Matt LePay. Coming up next, it is a big week for former Badgers making their way in the National Football League. Our Badgers in the NFL segment coming up next, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then Sirius XM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McLoy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seize your fandom on the Sirius XM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Want my tip for how to lower stress during fall prep? Head to Kohl's. I just went and found epic deals you don't want to miss that made getting ready for sweater weather so much better. I found super soft bath towels and pillows for just $3.99, cute long sleeve tees for myself at $7.99, and shoes for my whole family at just under $35, plus ironed Kohl's cash. So if you want to get what you need for low temperatures, low stress, and low prices, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, under cloudy skies, with scattered rain showers likely. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 70. Overcast skies. Overcast tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows around 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We continue on the Badger pregame show, Kick, at 6:45. 6:44, if you want to be precise, it's a game on television on ABC against Washington State, out of the Pac-12 for now, with an uncertain conference future. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment, presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. The league, the National Football League, kicked off on Thursday night. Kansas City, the defending Super Bowl champion, And the Detroit Lions, Leo Chanel in his second year with the Chiefs, had six tackles, three of them solo, sporting a Super Bowl ring off of last year's championship. But it was Detroit on the road coming away with a 21-20 win in the season opening game. 30 former Badgers played in an NFL game a year ago, with 24 of them making starts. Tyler Biadasz made his first Pro Bowl appearance a year ago, marking the 16th straight season that a former Badger has been named to the Pro Bowl. Melvin Gordon and Leo Chanel, previously mentioned, both earned Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs. Chanel had six tackles in the Super Bowl win. There's a new home for TJ Edwards, and you'll see him up close and personal if you're a Packers fan. He led the Eagles in tackles a year ago, and Edwards signed a deal with the Chicago Bears. He'll open the season against the Packers tomorrow in Chicago. 3:25 is that kick time. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten, and we'll also visit with sideline reporter Patrick Herb and Jesse Temple from The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Badgers for when Camp Randall comes alive again this fall. Now is your chance to be there when Coach Fickell and the team takes the field this season. Don't wait. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's... Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We've got you covered.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We continue from Pullman, Washington. Mike Heller with you. Badgers and Cougars will kick off at 6:45 Central Time tonight. Time now for a look around the Big Ten. All 14 teams in action, all non-conference games. Many of the matchups are the biggest non-conference matchups of the year. There were two games played last night. Indiana beat Indiana State 41-7. Kind of a no contest there. And Kansas was home to Illinois. Brett Bielema's squad went in to Kansas and they came out a loser. 34-23, Kansas wins. Lance Leipold's team looking pretty good in that home game. It is Illinois hosting Penn State a week from now. Let's take you around the current action going on in the Big Ten. Purdue is in a delay. They've got some storms and playing at Virginia Tech. Purdue leads 7-0 in the first quarter in a game that is being delayed. At the end of three quarters in Ann Arbor, number 2 Michigan leads UNLV 35-0. J.J. McCarthy with 2 touchdowns and 278 yards in the air in that one. Blake Corum 15 for 80 and 3 touchdowns on the ground for Michigan. Iowa leads on the road at Iowa State. Iowa's offensive problems seem to be no longer, at least right now. They lead 20-3 on the road at Iowa State, just kicking off in the fourth quarter. At the end of three quarters in East Lansing, Michigan State 38, the Richmond Spiders nothing. In the fourth quarter, also just beginning in the fourth quarter, in Evanston, Northwestern leads UTEP 28-7. Now the games that are set to kick off a little bit later on as we go around the Big Ten. It is this game, Wisconsin and Washington State. Maryland is home with Charlotte later on tonight. Minnesota is home with Eastern Michigan in a game that kicks at 6:30. Rutgers home with Temple. And earlier today, these games now final. Ohio State, number 5 in the country, beat Youngstown State 35-7. Number 7, Penn State, all over Delaware, the Blue Hens, 63-7 was the final there. And this was the big one on the day, at least it was on paper. Number 22, Colorado, home with Nebraska. And Coach Prime is now 2-0, a 36-14 win over Matt Rhule and the Cornhuskers. The Huskers turned it over on offense a ton in that game and cost themselves a chance to win it. Doesn't look like it when you lose 36-14, but that was truly the look in that one. They shot themselves in the foot over and over again. We're going to visit with Patrick Herb. He's our sideline reporter, and he'll join me next in the booth when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's here, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pottawatomie Sportsbook is officially open. Put your sports knowledge to the test when you bet on your favorite sports, games, and players 24-7. The elite lineup includes self-service betting kiosks, free parking, high-definition TVs, odds boards, food menu, and full bar. It's your turn to bet big, bet bold. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Visit the website for more details. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
For over 100 years, Thabit Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Thabit Cat provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Thabit Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit ThabitCat.com or call your local Thabit Cat store for more information. Thabit Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
One in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
It's Mike Heller back with you from Pullman, Washington. We'll get to the game specifics here in a moment, but much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza loaded with all the toppings. You know high standards are the precedent. Sack up Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza today from your local grocery store. Rolling through to kickoff, set for 6:44. Current temperature, 83 degrees. As the evening wears on, it'll drop into the low 70s, but not much cooler than that by the time we finish. Washington State is planning to recognize former head coach Mike Leach prior to and throughout the game tonight. Leach passed away last December. He coached at Washington State from 2012 through 2019, was also a mentor to current Badgers offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Now, normally this is reserved for like a game at Minnesota, the Thanksgiving weekend when it's 9 degrees outside, or maybe a road game at Arizona State with a 108-degree kickoff. But Patrick Herb, the sideline reporter, has decided to do this hit in booth today. And, you know, because
part of it is the logistics of reaching this press box. It is a challenging spot to get to. Much like Pullman, Washington itself is a challenging spot to get to. I can see why maybe they don't get a lot of big-time opponents to come here. It can be a challenge, and I think Wisconsin's travel logistics is maybe illustrative of that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. It's an us thing, but the whole team, we flew into Pullman and then you bus to Lewiston, Idaho. It's about 45 minutes, beautiful bus ride. But then this morning, Patrick, when the team wakes up in Lewiston, Idaho, there's a new tradition that the head coach took them through this morning prior to loading up and coming over here this afternoon.
Yeah, the roster has a lot of players that are carried over from previous seasons, obviously, but this entire coaching staff is new. And in fact, the entire coaching staff, none of them have been here in the past as athletes or as coaches. So they're all kind of setting the new routine for how they want to do things, how Coach Fickell wants to do things. Coach Fickell led the full team on a walk this morning, and it wasn't a walk through. There were no plays being run, very little talking, in fact. It was really just a let's get up and maybe do a little mindfulness and kind of walking around as a team and stretching their legs. And that's one small example. There's a few other things that new wrinkles that they've brought in. A lot of traditions have remained the same, but one is kind of mandatory hangout time the night before the game. So this is at home and on the road. That in the past, there's a little, you know, couple hour gap where athletes would have time to do what they want to do. Now they're required to, they can't be in their rooms. They have to be with each other, and then there's a few different options at the hotel. At home, they're in a hotel as well. On the road, they're in a hotel. And there's one room that's got board games. There's one room that's got video games. There's another that has a movie playing. And the idea is just kind of that bonding, that togetherness, that the last thing he wants is guys to go in their rooms and sit on their phones and scroll Instagram. So there's some of that team building, and I think that the team walk is maybe a little bit part of that as well. Coming out here this far, another thing to consider is the time adjustment. Yeah. I don't know what time you woke up this morning, but that two-hour difference can make a difference. And I found it interesting that lights out last night for the team was 9 p.m., which is quite early, and wake up was at 8. I would be shocked if any of the players made it till 8 a.m. this morning.
Right.
Because, like, I would imagine you, like me, it was 5 o'clock and you're ready to get going when you're out here.
And it'd give you a little indication of what Coach Fickell and his wife Amy are about. This is a little different also, again, behind the curtain a little bit. But assistant coaches' wives are on team travel, which They have been from time to time. There was always a road trip that they were included in. But this year, all 10 full-time assistants, their wives, can travel with the team and are encouraged to do so for all games.
Yeah, and this is a relatively young staff. It really is. And so there are a lot of young children that from these coaches, too. And that family environment has been important for Coach Fickell. You know, he's got six children himself. And so, yeah, that was a priority for him, that to give the women, the wives, a chance to come. And there are a few on this trip as well. You mentioned weather as sometimes dictating where I do this hit from. It can be dicey in this town, but today not so much. It's going to be low 80s at kickoff and low 70s by the final buzzer. It is about perfect for a football game.
You're privy to when Coach Fickell did his ABC television interview prior to this broadcast getting underway, and I thought it was interesting that you shared with me. I'll let you share with our listeners what he talked about. One of the elements was poise.
Yeah, Quint Kesnich is the sideline reporter for today's television broadcast, and he did a brief interview. I asked him, what's one thing you're concerned about going into this game? And his immediate answer was poise. And I think that kind of echoes what I heard him say a few times during the week, that he thought last week the emotions got the best of Wisconsin a little bit. Clearly they won the game, but there were some over-pursuit, some over-aggressiveness on defense, and he wants to make sure that they could keep that in check, particularly in an environment tonight that's going to be tuned up. You know, this is a big deal for this community. In fact, I was listening to the Washington State radio broadcast out in the hallway just a minute ago, and they said that they were talking about this being a big opportunity because it can prove that they belong in a power conference if they win this game. And I thought, holy cow, that's the future of this university that they are sort of riding this game on. And, you know, when you think about it in that magnitude, this is a big environment for Wisconsin to be walking into.
I just visited with Matt Chazanow, their radio play-by-play voice, and he said this stadium, although only 34,000, because of that football building on one end zone's end, it holds all the sound. He said this is the biggest sounding stadium that they play in the Pac-12.
I'm excited to experience it, and I'll give you reports in a couple hours.
Okay, that sounds good. Patrick Herb will be on the sideline. Wisconsin and the Cougars of Washington State will kick off tonight at 6:44. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Still to come, we get perspective from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. You're listening to Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. Selection, quality, knowledgeable staff, name brands, and with competitive pricing and fast direct-to-home shipping, you can easily get back to doing what you love, working on your ride. Come see us at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5, touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
And again, back with you from Giesa Field, Martin Stadium, Pullman, Washington. The Cougars are the home team tonight. The Badgers travel and play a very significant game against Washington State. Keep in mind, Washington State is in the Pac-12. Right now, the Pac-12 has two remaining members after this season comes to a conclusion. They are Washington State and Oregon State. So it could be a little salty for the Cougars, who are playing a Big Ten team. They've only had one other Big Ten home team or road team come into this stadium. That was Illinois back in 1998. Jesse Temple of The Athletic joins us. And let's talk about this. We were just visiting off the air. I'll get back to last week in a moment. But this is a measuring stick of sorts. The one in non-conference that I think a lot of us circled was this trip. And it is a bit of a measuring stick for Luke Fickell and his staff, because this is the kind of game that they've spent the offseason preparing for.
That's right, Mike. One of the things Luke Fickell talked about the most this offseason with his team was something he repeated. This team went 1-4 in games decided in the fourth quarter last season, and this certainly was one of them, and really started what became a season of disappointment for the Badgers. Everything they did in the offseason has built up to something like this, whether it was preseason workouts or spring practice. I remember sitting in at Squat Fest, and they're going through the most difficult workout you could imagine, and near the end, Brady Collins, the strength coach, says, "What is our big thing about finish?" And Chimray Dike says, 1-4, coach. So games like this are what pushed players through, and now it's time to show how far this Wisconsin football program. Coming a year.
All right, let's go back to last week. The win against Buffalo, 38-17. What did you like? Let's start on a positive. What, as you looked back at it, rewatched it back, and wrote about it, what did you like?
It's hard not to like the running game.
Yeah.
With that 1-1 combo, as Luke Fickell called it. It's not a 1-2 combination. Yeah. It's a 1-1 with Braylon Allen, Ches Malusi. When you can get those guys going in space, they've got a chance to be really special. And I know there was certainly some grumbling from the fans about the passing game, but what I would point out is, even on a day when the passing game wasn't as effective as Badgers fans might have hoped, what that did was open things up for the ground game, and generally there were six defenders in the box instead of eight plus, which is something Wisconsin had become accustomed to. So I think that is very important to consider.
What about the play of Tanner Mordecai? I was asked about that earlier on our local pregame, and I thought, you know, you can't ignore the two interceptions. Other than that, it was a pretty good day.
He holds himself to a very high standard and was extremely disappointed in himself when he was talking to us after the game. But he went 24 for 31. He completed 77% of his passes. It's the most completions by a quarterback making his debut at Wisconsin in 50-plus years. And I think he did a lot of good things. What's going to stick out, of course, are those two interceptions. You certainly can't have them moving forward in bigger games. But I thought he managed the game and showed a lot of really good qualities. And if he throws that 60-yard touchdown pass to Skylar Bell that was dropped, I think we're having a different conversation.
Jesse, among the big challenges here tonight will be Washington State and their offense does what Wisconsin does, spread them out. They've been doing it longer. The air raid really began here with Mike Leach, and I know it's not his offense here anymore, But that challenge to Wisconsin presents what tonight?
Well, Cameron Ward is a special player. He threw for 400-plus yards in the opener against Colorado State. Now, Wisconsin's defense was generally able to hold him in check last season, but made a couple big mistakes and gave up three very big plays in the passing game. So they've got to be able to contain him and make him uncomfortable is something that you've heard players say a lot this week. We'll see whether they're able to pull that off. I think this is going to be a tremendous challenge for the front seven, but especially on the back end, which is going to be tested in a way that we haven't seen so far.
Wisconsin's defense, I think they would tell you, and probably did, that they didn't like the way they played in the first half. Second half, they came out with four consecutive punts forced and then a turnover on downs. What was better and what can be better today?
I think the defensive line in particular was something that Luke Fickell praised in the aftermath of that game. When you're watching it, you don't necessarily notice it because there's not big stats, but Gio Paez got the defensive player of the game. I think that group can be better and they're going to be more consistent. Certainly like what the inside linebackers always do, and that's another storyline here, by the way, is Jake Chaney is going to start because Jordan Turner is suspended for the first half given the ejection he had for targeting. So they've got really quality players up there, but there's obviously room for improvement.
Yeah, and the secondary is going to get tested, right? We touched on that a little bit. But guys like Nizir Fourqueen, those players and what they can get done tonight, their test is significant.
I think this secondary is extremely deep. We're going to find out how talented it is. Certainly at cornerback, you might see him roll through more guys. And what we saw was basically exclusively Ricardo Hallman on one side, and then they split reps on the other side with Alexander Smith and Nizir Fourqueen, the transfer from Division II Grand Valley State. I don't know whether we're going to see freshman Jonas Duclona, but Fickell did say that was somebody that they wanted to get in there, and obviously they've got Jason Maitre in the slot, but they've got really talented safeties as well.
What are you most interested in seeing as this game begins to develop its own personality tonight?
Well, I'm always interested to see what this passing attack looks like. Yeah. I know I said that last week, Mike, and there was some room for improvement certainly with Tanner's interceptions, but can they consistently move the ball on both fronts? And obviously, can they stop that passing attack? Because Cameron Ward, again, can do a lot of damage.
One of the other challenges tonight, and we don't talk about this a ton, but this is going to be a loud stadium. Justin Herbert came in here a few years ago when he was still playing at the college level, and they had four straight delay of games because they couldn't get it off, get a playoff because of noise. I don't know if it'll be as loud as any stadium we play in this year.
Well, the thing is, you look at the stadium and you say, oh, there's only 30,000-something people. There's 80,000 at Camp Randall Stadium. How can it possibly be a magical, special, loud environment? This is a huge deal for Washington State fans. You laid it out there. They do not have an opportunity to play a game like this very often. It's in prime time. And I was talking to Washington State fans before the game about what this entire experience has been like, because as you said, no more Pac-12 after this year. It's right now it's a Pac-2. And someone told me you never want to be picked last in dodgeball. And that's kind of how they feel like. And I think that fans and this program and everybody in Pullman, they feel like they've got a lot to prove and they can do it on a national stage tonight. So I think it's going to be rowdy in the stadium.
Man, this is going to be a lot of fun. Jesse Temple, thank you as always. We appreciate it. Just catch all of his work at theathletic.com. Wisconsin in their traveling white on white on white, taking on the Cougars of Washington State, a game that will kick a little bit more than an hour and 15 minutes from now. Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher will take over next. They'll have the call as well. Wisconsin and Washington State. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game. and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Your football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
We continue from Geese Field at Martin Stadium in Pullman, Washington on Mark. A sun-splashed Saturday afternoon, huh?
Incredibly sun-splashed and a little surprising. You know, normally, you know, the shade is going to be coming. Means they probably don't play a ton of games this late because they'll be on Wisconsin sideline, which is always a nice little that's a nice home-warming gift, road-warming gift. It's nice for the home team to give the Badgers that break.
The voice you heard is that of Mark Tauscher. I'm Matt LePay, about an hour away from the opening kick, actually a little more than an hour away. The Badgers and the Washington State Cougars, a road trip in what figures to be a loud stadium. It's a facility that only seats about 32,000-33,000. But if you caught the first hour of the pregame show, you heard part of the description. It's closed in enough where the sound bounces and the crowds are pretty good here anyway. They have a good, strong fan base. So, Mark, being on the road for the first time for this Badger team, kind of things you looking for, because this is going to be pretty noisy. It's going to be pretty salty, really, because of a lot of obvious reasons with what's going on in the Pac-12. Plus, they think their own team is pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, they went on the road last week and put up a 50-burger. So this defense, anytime you go on the road, it's obviously you're not as comfortable. Now, you can utilize it one of two ways. You can say, all right, it's just us. It's just our crew on the plane, on the buses. We're going to bond together and, you know, get it. And there's nothing better coming into a road stadium. There's plenty of Badger fans here. And when you're up in the fourth quarter, that's always a cool deal when you have that your crowd comes down in the lower bowl and takes over a stadium. So you have that. But there's a lot of challenges. Communication is at the top of the list. And I think from, you know, with what Phil Longo's doing, things are simplified. And it's not going to be quite to the same as, you know, if you're running more of a traditional offense where you're audibling and doing all this stuff. But still, I always, from an offensive lineman standpoint, it was always, okay, we're up in Minnesota. It's loud. I'm not going to be able to hear the snap count. There's all of those things that you don't really think about. And in this business, if you're a half a step off the ball late, you're beat. So you have to, I think your focus has to be extra high. And then the other part of it is just, it's a lot, you know, we flew in, long bus ride, all day of kind of sitting around. You have to make sure your motor's crank, because you'd always hear Coach Alvarez and other coaches just say, you have to weather that storm because it's going to be coming when you come into a place like this.
You had me at 50 burger. I've never used that.
Well, there's, you know, teach an old dog new tricks.
I appreciate that. What happens if you get 60?
That's a good question. That's 60 nugs? I don't know what it is, but there's, I think anytime you see a team put up over 40, I think everybody's eyes are wide open. And I could tell just being at practice, I know you saw this too, a little more edge. Mm-hmm. And as I said last week, you know, it was a disappointing, I think everybody left the stadium. You win by 21 points, and there was that sense of a little disappointment. You sense that, you know, you could see people kind of talking, hey, these guys threw up 50. We better get our blank together, because you cannot let yourself, your focus better be strong. And I think all week, you know, coaches were pounding that point home.
Well, clearly the returning Badger players are well aware of the problem that Washington State can be, as the Cougars went into Madison and beat Wisconsin in game two last year at Camp Randall, 17-14, in a game that Wisconsin controlled in a lot of the stat categories, getting better than 400 yards of offense, and Washington State was in the 250 range, but 11 penalties, costly turnovers, and that resulted in a Washington State win. The former Badger, Nakia Watson, rushing for a touchdown, and he had one catch in the game, and that proved to be the difference, a 31-yard touchdown catch. So this should be a fun one here tonight. Big Ten versus, yeah, there's still the Pac-12, so a fun early season matchup here in Pullman, Washington today. Stay with us. We'll have the scouting report coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists in their own words.
Our Badger pregame show continues. Game number two for the Badgers, winning their opener against Buffalo. Washington State going on the road and handling Colorado State with ease last Saturday. Time now for our scouting report as we look at the Cougars on offense and a quarterback the Badgers saw last year in Cameron Ward. Now, his numbers were pretty modest in the game in Madison last year, 17 to 28 for a couple hundred yards. One touchdown, he threw a couple interceptions. But, you know, Mark, you and I were talking earlier in the week, they have a new offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, and it looks like they want to take a few more shots. They're going downfield more. So this secondary for Wisconsin is going to be in for a really good test here tonight.
Yeah, the secondary, and I think also the defensive line. I know, you know, Coach Fickell was talking, Gio Paya's got player of the game on the defensive side of the football. And I think one of the question marks coming into the season was depth and, you know, pass rush. How much pass rush are we going to be able to get on opposing quarterbacks? And I thought last week, ball came out quick. If he's going to take shots and hold the football, yeah, it's on the defensive backs, but it's also on the guys to get to the quarterback. And I think the challenge is on both sides of it. But I would expect, you saw, I thought in the second half, a little more aggressiveness from this defense. And, you know, a lot of things were cleaned up. Better tackling, especially from the, you know, inside linebackers. So it's going to be a collective effort. It can't just be about the defensive backs, because if you give any quarterback with good skill players a ton of time, it really puts a tough job on those defensive backs.
Yeah, part of our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. And you're right, Luke Fickell actually mentioned that too. He thought his team was much better just tackling, wrapping up in the second half. And I asked him about Gio Paez being the defensive player of the game, because I think most would have figured Hunter Waller, right, mm-hmm. with the kind of stats he had. So Luke, tell us about Gio, what you liked about it. And he started off by saying, well, I like nose guards. Funny he would mention that, being one himself back. But he played more than he thought. And the third and shorts, fourth and shorts that Wisconsin was able to turn Buffalo back on, that was important.
Yeah, the situational football last week was pretty good. But I think when you're playing a team that scored, you know, again, we can only go off of one game. But it was a road game, and they put up. A bunch of points, and they made mistakes. So, you know, from Wisconsin's standpoint, you look at what you see on film, you know that they have big play capabilities, but you also see, hey, they're not afraid of turning the football over either. So the, you know, the focus on getting the ball out, being alert, you're going to have opportunities if you're in that back end, especially if you are able to get some pass rush. So this is like every game, turnovers are going to play such a critical part, but I think tonight, I think the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to be the team that ends up walking out of here happy.
Yeah, three turnovers we mentioned in last year's game for Wisconsin. Very penalty play game. Players to watch or listen for: Lincoln Victor, outstanding slot receiver. He had 11 catches against Colorado State last week for 168 yards. Josh Kelly, he had 7 receptions for nearly 100. Kyle Williams figures prominently in their rotation. And the backfield, it's basically a combo with the former Badger Nakia Watson, fifth-year senior. He's now in his third year here in the Palouse. And Jalen Jenkins, a little bit more of a scat back, 5'8", 170. He is a sophomore from Allen, Texas. One other thing with Wisconsin, of course, the Badgers will be without Jordan Turner for the first half of this game. He was hit with a targeting penalty late in last week's game. Now, the good news for Wisconsin is that the Badger coaches have felt like they've had three starters at those inside linebacker spots: Muma Jungmeta, Jordan Turner, who we would not see today or tonight till the third quarter, but Jake Chaney will get his second start. again, he isn't listed normally as a starter, but they consider him one.
Yeah, and I really felt like he cranked his intensity up in that second half, and I think that was a funny story coming out of Badger camp this week was, you know, they called up Jake Chaney after the game, and I don't think he knew what they were calling him up for. It was, you know, hey, attaboy, and I think I love the fact he's like, what are you talking about, attaboy? I didn't play my best football. So you love that. I love the inside linebackers that Wisconsin has. And that's not a shock because we've seen, it seems like every year you just keep cranking out really good inside linebackers, and this year's no different.
Defensively, with Washington State, and it's, I guess it could be easy to overlook this because of mentioned the mistakes the Badgers made. That front did cause some problems. That front four in particular, those ends are a problem. Ron Stone has gotten a lot of conference recognition in his career. Brennan Jackson on the other side, but there is a rotation there. And kind of to your point a few minutes ago about you got the noise factor here, but you also have the talent factor because that front for Washington State is pretty good.
Yeah, just looking at some tape on what these guys do, they have a lot of freedom to go make a ton of plays in the backfield, and they've been able to do that. I think both of these guys are going to be looked at to play on Sunday, and you factor that in with crowd noise and some of the stuff that they have these guys doing. It's going to be an all-day battle for these offensive tackles from Wisconsin because it's always more difficult when you play on the road, and then it's even more difficult when you play against good players, which Washington State has.
We try to keep those guys in check. That's our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Kickoff now has been adjusted. Central time, it'll be 4:49. 4:49. We like to be precise here, so we've moved it up another 5 minutes.
Moved it up or moved it back?
I always consider that, like, when you push it forward from 44 to 49, I always say move up. Is that wrong?
Moved up means we'd start earlier, but I understood what you were saying, and I knew it wasn't going to be, hey, we're going to start this game earlier, because I don't know if I've ever heard the TV network say, you know what, we need to start these games earlier.
No.
Because then they can't sell, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll be here. We'll be ready to roll.
Well, if nothing else, apparently you sing. So if it gets to that point here, you know, you could. never mind.
If we're at that point, yeah, it's like load up the bus.
Social media can be just showing the talent.
What's your song? What are you going to? If you have to karaoke, what are you going to sing?
Let me think about that. Let me ponder that.
Tease
and when we have time to fill up into that 6:49 kick, moving it up or back, we'll get to that. And maybe we'll sing here. Boy, you all better hope not. Stay with us. Our pregame show continues. Coming up, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealer and the all-new Chevy Trax. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mmm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Okay. Shop the Pig!
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win four tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly! Shop the Pig!
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
A Badger pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Washington State here at Martin Stadium in Pullman, Washington. Time now for our player profile. And today we visit with quarterback Tanner Mordecai, the sixth-year senior out of Waco, Texas. Started his college career at Oklahoma and then blossomed at SMU, throwing for 72 touchdowns over the last two seasons with the Mustangs. Only C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, and Sam Hartman threw for more in that period of time. Now, his debut as a Badger was okay, certainly not great. A couple of interceptions, but a 29-yard touchdown pass to Chimray DK. For the day, Mordecai was 24 of 31 for 189 yards. There was what would have been a 60-yard touchdown connection, but the pass was dropped, so those statistics could have been considerably better. I think they were pleased with a lot of his decision-making through the course of the day. Yeah, the interceptions are glaring, but make no mistake, the Badgers are counting on Mordecai to be the man here in this Wisconsin offense this season at that position. We caught up with him recently, and we actually got into a conversation away from football. A guy from Texas, you know, shining at SMU the last 2 years, coming to Madison in the middle of winter when the snow was flying, the temperatures were freezing. But he quickly came to embrace all things Madison, and like most of us, you really embrace it in the summertime.
Oh, man, I loved it. This summer's been great. Had an opportunity to get out on the golf course, go fishing with some of the guys. It's a great opportunity for us to bond over the summer whenever we don't have as much stuff going on, such as classes or things like that. So, yeah, the summer here is unbelievable.
It does seem that you and many, many others on this team, you've really, and in your case, being new here, and this will be your final year in college, but you've embraced the whole experience, it seems like. You know, I see you at various charity functions. That stuff's pretty important for you to be a part of.
No doubt,
it?
No doubt. Just, you know, through the collective, Varsity Club, they do such a great job of, you know, connecting us with the community as well as Badger Give Back. And, you know, I think it's important for us to give back to those who support us all fall. I think it's, you know, important to connect with the youth because youth is, you know, the future. And, you know, whenever we were kids, we definitely looked up to college football players. So it's unique to give back.
Did you get an idea of the vibe, the excitement that fans, you've had a chance to interact with a number of them at various functions? You getting a pretty good idea how excited fans seem to be about you guys?
Yeah, I think there's a great buzz for Wisconsin football this fall. The change of Coach Fickell, and then they're going to see a little bit different offense on the field. So I think it's positive energy, and I think the community and everyone who supports the Badgers is ready to see what we can do.
All right, tough question here. You mentioned a little golf, a little fishing. We'll go to the golf. I know you're pretty good. If you're putting together an all-star foursome among the Badger football players, but who are the other three you would want as part of your foursome on a course?
Marty okay. Strives, the other. Mm-hmm. I know I've played with him. I know he's really good. I never played with Gavin Lamb, but they said he was good.
Kickers, yeah, a lot of them are good golfers.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna stick with my guy Chim. We played a lot of golf this summer.
And,
he got way better throughout as the summer went on, and we have a great time out there together.
I got you. Because you're being modest, because I have a feeling. you would probably outscore most people, right, on a golf course. You played it a little bit maybe growing up down in Texas too, or no?
I actually started just in COVID.
Okay.
Whenever they sent us home during COVID, I didn't have a whole lot to do, and I picked up golf and haven't really looked back since.
Yeah, you and many others. I think that was one of the few things we were allowed to do during the peak of the pandemic, no doubt. You mentioned the offense. Get into a little football talk here. I mean, give us an idea, Tanner, from your perspective, how this offense has started to evolve from when spring ball started to where you were when you ended it, and maybe some work on your own over the summer, that type of thing. You guys feel like you've come a long way, everybody understanding what it's all about?
Yeah, going back from the meetings that started in late February leading up to spring ball, I think the adjustment that these guys had to go through a little bit more than I had to go through since I've played in this type of offense while I've been in college. The adjustment they had to go through, I thought was pretty smooth. Whenever you go from what they have been running for years at Wisconsin into an air raid that Coach Longo brings, a lot of people might have concerns about that. But if you watched us throughout spring ball, I thought the guys adjusted really well. I thought it was hard to tell that they hadn't ran this offense for as long as they've been in college, which I was very pleased with. And going into the summer, just getting on the same page as my receivers, having throwing sessions, just working on the things that coach wants us to work on, and trying to groove those things out before going into camp.
Are you a goal setter personally? Do you have specific numbers you feel like you need to hit this year, or is it more of a general thing for you?
I think I'm focused on what we have set as a team. If we accomplish what we want to accomplish as a team, I think all the individual accolades take care of themselves. For me, receivers, running backs, it doesn't matter. I think if we do what we want to do as a team, I think all the individual success kind of just comes with that.